This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Be benefiting people around you, helping them with whatever you can. Because this is something that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves, and this is something that will increase righteousness in you. As Allah Azza wa Jalla is merciful with you, you should also be merciful with people. As he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fis sama. Be merciful with those on earth, and Allah, who is in the heavens above his throne, he will be merciful with you. So if you want to receive Allah's mercy, what do? You start practicing mercy with people around you. And Allah says, wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. And practice ihsan as Allah was good with you, meaning be good with people as Allah was good with you. Notice how many ni'mas Allah had given you. Allah feeds you, clothes you, Allah protects you, and gives you peace and security, and answers your dua, and relieves your pain and distress. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, wa ahsin, is it, do you remember all of that ihsan from Allah, all of these favors from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and think about now what spreading these favors to human beings around you. This is in fact how a believer should be. And this is what our iman calls us to do. And this is how the prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam were. And that is the thing that distinguishes them. Because when people look at you, they don't only look at what you preach and the message that you carry, but also they're looking at how you practice what you preach and the kind of life that you live and what is your concern. Before they even were prophets of Allah, you will find that the prophets were concerned with helping others. So we have the example of Musa, alayhi wa ala nabiyyina afdhulu salati wa salam, when Allah talks about him coming unto the city of Midian. And he said he found, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he found people who were watering or fetching water for their animals. And there were two women who were holding their flocks back. And he asked them, why are you holding your flocks back, your animals back? They said, we cannot fetch water because we are only two weak women and our father is weak and elderly. Then what did he do? And he was not a prophet then. And you have to imagine that Musa alayhi salam, he had fled Egypt and fled the danger of Egypt, and he was alone. Without any connections, without food, without money, without anything. He ran away and he found those who were in need of help. Allah says, فَسَقَ لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. He says he brought water for them to water their animals. And then when he did this, he withdrew to the shade, sat down, and he said, Ya Allah, I'm in dire need, in desperate need, for whatever good you can send to me. And here you see how he, alayhi salam, did not ask for anything in return from them, nor was he thinking that way. What did he do? He helped because he saw that they needed help. Nobody asked him. He saw that they needed help, so he stopped. Despite his need and fatigue, he helped. And then when he wanted to ask, he didn't ask them. He asked Allah Azza wa Jal. And that should be the attitude. Naf'un nas, when you're helping people, you shouldn't help because you want something back from them. I'm going to give them because I want them to give me. I'm going to ask about them, inquire about how they're doing because I'm expecting that from them. No, you should be desperate of people's assistance. La tarju, don't wish. Don't hope that people will come to your aid, that people will come and assist you, that they will do good to you as you do good to them. That's not your motivation. Your motivation is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and find assistance with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you help, Allah helps you. Wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma dam al-abdu fi auni akhi. He says Allah will continue to assist you as long as you keep assisting your brothers. that if you want help from Allah Azza wa Jal, what do? You could go and ask, and that is permissible. But better than this, and what should precede all of that, is find people who are in need and assist them. Help them. And Allah Azza wa Jal Himself will assist you. You want Allah Azza wa Jal to accept your dua. You have a need with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever that need may be. And you can pray directly to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is recommended. But something else that you could do, make dua for your brothers and sisters. Find someone who's in need, who is sick, who's in debt, and then make dua for them. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that an angel will make similar dua for your sake. So Allah Azza wa Jal treats us like that. And to continue that hadith that we started with, he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, وأحب الأعمال إلى الله سرور تدخله على قلب مسلم أو تقضي له حاجة أو تفرج عنه كربة أو تطرد عنه جوعة. He says, and the best deeds, most beloved deeds to Allah Azza wa Jal is a happiness that you bring to a Muslim. And he says, أو تكشف عنه كربة, meaning, or you relieve a distress of his, or you pay a debt of his, or you feed him when he is hungry. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the best of deeds. Happiness, you make your brother or your sister happy. And there are many ways that you could do this. You see them and you say, assalamu alaykum, with such concern, with a smile on your face, and that makes them happy, and Allah loves that from you. You give them a gift, and that makes them happy, and Allah loves that from you. You ask about how they're doing, you visit them when they're sick, when they're in need, and they love that from you, and Allah loves that from you. Surur, you make them happy, and that is a concern that you have, because when you do this, when you make someone happy, guess what? Allah makes you happy, right? So if you find that there is this tightness, unhappiness, in your heart, in your life, and you want that to be chased away, find someone around you and make them happy. Make them happy by giving them advice. Make them happy by guiding them with what they're supposed to do. And he said also, pay their debt if you can. If you can't pay their debt, if you don't have money, then make dua for them. May Allah give you this, may Allah give you that. And that itself is a great favor and a great ni'mah. Pay their debt, feed them if they are hungry. If they have anything, any type of distress in their life, if you can assist with it, assist. If not, then at least you make dua and you see who else can assist them. And he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, وَلَنْ أَمْضِيَ فِعَا أَخِي فِي حَاجَتِهِ أحب إلي من أن أعتكف في هذا المسجد شهرا. He says that I would assist a brother of mine in a need of his is more beloved to me than making i'tikaf in this masjid. And he was referring to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. Now I want you to imagine how many of us would wish that they could spend a month of i'tikaf in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal in Medina, Masjid Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an opportunity that would be. What a great blessing that would be. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, I would love more that than that, is that I would assist my brother and walk with him until his need is fulfilled. That is better than i'tikaf in the masjid. And this is not to put down the i'tikaf. I'tikaf is needed. But when your brother needs you, that takes precedence. And then you can come back, go back to your i'tikaf later. But that takes precedence. And he said also, عليه الصلاة والسلام, وَنْ مَشَى مَعَ أَخِيهِ فِي حَاجَةٍ حَتَّى يَقْضِيَهَا أَثَبَّتَ اللَّهُ قَدَمَهُ يَوْمَ تَزُولُ الْأَقْدَامِ. And he says, if you walk with your brother in a need of his, until that need is fulfilled, Allah will make your feet firm on the day when feet will slip. And the day of judgment, when people will be walking on the sirat, and many will be slipping and falling into Jahannam. He says, what is the thing, or among the things that will make your gait, your step firm on that day? He says, you're walking with your brothers and your sister, whatever they need you to assist them, until you fulfill and satisfy their need. He says, for that, Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment will make your feet firm. So why is it that a person, a Muslim, a believer, should have this as a concern, meaning helping others? As we said, it's one of the most rewarding things that Allah Azza wa Jal loves. And the greatest help that you could offer is religious help. And worldly help follows, but religious help. And the greatest people that you should benefit are the people who are close around you, your family and your neighbors, and then the closest and the closest. So when he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمُ, when the child of Adam dies, he leaves three things behind. عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, all of your deeds stop except for three things that you leave behind. A knowledge that you leave behind that is beneficial, and a sadaqah that is continuous, and a righteous child who makes dua for you. These are benefits. These are the benefits that are helping people even after your death. And the best of them is ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. That is teaching your spouse. You know, you attend Jum'ah, you attend study circles, and you listen to something special, beneficial. You don't leave it to be a prisoner with you. You spread it. You go back home and you say, you know what I've learned today? A, B, and C. You bring your kids to Jum'ah if they are of age so that they could listen and benefit. Or you share that message with them. This is what I've learned. If you receive authentic, beneficial knowledge, you spread that as much as you can. And if you could sit and you could learn so that you could help yourself and those who are around you, you do this. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, when it comes to your family, is not only going to ask you about did you feed them and clothe them and give them shelter. This is just material upbringing, material care, but the religious care, the religious benefit. How about their salah? How about their taqwa? How are they with the haram? You are entrusted with your family. And the greatest naf' is that naf'. The greatest benefit is that benefit. Because you may not have a lot of money. And Allah may have destined that you may not be able to get a lot of money. But knowledge is within reach. If you ask Allah for it, knowledge is within reach. And you can teach and you can learn and you can grow together. So naf'un nas with knowledge. And that stays behind. Especially if you leave behind a righteous boy or a righteous girl. And they make dua for you. But also they are beneficial. They're good with their neighbors. They're good with their spouses. They're good with their children. And you are reaping the benefit in your grave. Because you were wise. And you did not only think about yourself or about money. But you thought about him and her. And how they will live. And you thought about yourself in the grave. And not everybody will be able to have children. Not everybody will be blessed with marriage. And that is fine because Allah Azza wa Jal had given you options. You can give sadaqah. You can give sadaqah. And that sadaqah, if it stays behind, or that sadaqah, if it really satisfies a need, that sadaqah, when you arrive on the day of judgment, you'll be under its shade. Yes, on that day, you helped someone. Yes, on that day, they were able to sleep because they are not in debt, because they are not hungry. They're not worried about money. You helped them. You made dua for them. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, sana'i'u al-ma'rufi taqi masari'a as-su. He says, if you do good to people, it will protect you from destructiveness, destructive times and places as you're going in life. You could take a right turn. You can take a left turn. Today could be good. Tomorrow is an unknown. Masari'u su are these moments and places where a person could be and it could destroy him. A sickness, an accident. Subhanallah. In the dunya, but also in the akhirah. So he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, sana'i'ul ma'ruf. that you would do good, sani'ah, you would do something good to people, whether that person is Muslim or not, righteous or not, even if it's animals. If you're doing something good around you, and that is your intention, Allah Azza wa Jal, because of that, you could help an animal. We know very well that a person or a woman entered hellfire because of a cat. And another entered heaven because of a dog. So Allah Azza wa Jal, you could help animals around you, and Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you because of it in the dunya and the akhirah. So what do you think could happen if you're helping orphans, if you're helping children, if you're helping the elderly, if you're helping those who are weak and there is no one to assist them, and you intervene. And you intervene. So one of the motivations of why this should be a concern is that it doesn't only help them, but it helps us as well. And as have some have said, he says, when people come to you with their needs, consider that to be a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't complain about it, because Allah is opening for you and me gates of His mercy. Now you could be rewarded because somebody is in need, and Allah could send this person to somebody else. But He brought him to you. And why did He bring him to you? Why did He bring that need to you? Because Allah wants to give you a chance to enter Jannah. So take an opportunity of every moment where you could see somebody who is in need of help, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is calling on to you to enter Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the best of this dunya and in the akhirah. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفروا الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Also a great motivation for us to benefit people with as much as we can, with all the gifts that Allah Azza wa Jalla had given to us, is to realize, as he said عليه الصلاة والسلام in a hadith, that these gifts are given to you because you are supposed to do something with them. He said in a hadith that is Hassan, and the meaning of that hadith is that there are people on this earth whom Allah Azza wa Jal grants them favors. And He grants them these favors so that they could share these favors with people around them. And they continue to enjoy these favors as long as they're doing these things. But if they stop, Allah stops these favors. So you understand what he's saying here, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah could give you money. And He's giving you money not only because He wants to give you money for your own self, but because you are also supporting your parents and supporting orphans and helping build masjids and. So Allah is giving you this money so that you also could distribute. And Allah has given you also health because you do what? Because you assist people with your body. And He is giving you sight and eyes and a wisdom in your mind because people ask you and you assist them with advice. Meaning you're using your mind, you're using your experience to assist them with your advice and counsel. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, they'll continue to enjoy these gifts as long as what? They'll continue to help people. But if they stop and keep these portions that are not theirs, they keep it to themselves, Allah takes these ni'mas away from them. So if you want the ni'mas of Allah Azza wa Jal to increase and to stay, if you want yourself to be blessed, help everybody who's around you. We said that this is how Musa was, and this is how Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was, even before he was a prophet and a messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you remember very well the statement of Khadija radiallahu anha, a very wise and pious woman, who when Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam came back and he was shaking because of the gravity of what he saw, Jibreel alayhi salam all of a sudden appears and he's talking to him and he just gave him the Quran. And he was worried about himself. What did I see? What is all this? And she said, radiyallahu anha, Allah will never abandon you. Allah will never disgrace you because of how good you are to people. You support the orphan and the widow and the weak. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَبَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. If there's any distress people are facing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will assist in removing it. That is before Allah spoke to him and made him a prophet. This is how he was, alayhi salatu wa salam. And this is one of the things that qualified him, alayhi salatu wa salam, to carry that message. So when if you're carrying the message of Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, shouldn't you also be like Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, and try to assist people as much as you can? Do that. Do that and see how that will change your life. But it's fundamental when you do all of this, is that don't expect rewards from people, because you will be severely disappointed. Expect it from Allah Azza wa Jal. And in all of the ahadith that we've mentioned, Allah did not say, help people so that they could help you. He said, help people so I could help you. So attach your heart to whom? To people? Attach it to Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most High. Do it while you're looking at Allah Azza wa Jal. Not on this person, whether he thanks me or not, appreciates it or not, or if later I call on him to help me and he does not respond, irrelevant. You do it and you keep it with Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep it to a day when you will need it, when you will be with Allah and you're facing the bad things that you've done and you want that good thing to erase all the bad. You want it to defend you, to want it to protect you. Do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And always, always remember the ni'mas of Allah that He had given to you and share these ni'mas with other people. And as long as Allah keeps giving to you, keep giving to other people. And finally, we'll say that there are people here, brothers and sisters of ours, who had come to ask us for our assistance in supporting their masjid. And in light of everything that we have done and we have said today, I want you to assist with whatever you can. It does not matter if you don't have a lot of money. Even little bit of money, Allah could bless it for you and for them. The important thing is that intention. Do you want to assist? Do you want to participate? Do you want Allah to bless you on a particular day like this? When an opportunity gives itself to you, don't reject it. Don't say, I'm not going to participate in building a masjid of the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Say, Allah had called on me today because I could hear this. I could see this. I'm present here. You could have been anywhere else. But you're here. And why are you here? One of the reasons is because there's a call for you to pay and to donate. And Allah wants to see, what are you going to do with all of this? If the only thing that you can give is a dollar, give it. But think about, I'm giving this lillah azza wa jal. And then all the blessings that Allah will give you in the akhirah primarily, and then also in the dunya. So we ask Im Rabbil Alameen to make us those who are concerned with benefiting people. Ya Allah, we ask you to make us of those who are most beneficial to those who are around them. Make us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, beneficial with knowledge, beneficial with sadaqah, beneficial with counsel and advice, beneficial with our bodies, beneficial with our minds, beneficial with our assistance, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to forgive us all of our sins, the minor ones and the major ones, those that are hidden and those that are public. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to save us from our addictions to sin. Forgive us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, from our addiction to the dunya. Ya Allah, make us of those who are reliant upon you, seeking the hereafter more than the dunya, seeking your forgiveness, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and your mercy. Make us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, of those who are elected on the face of this earth to be of those who call for your sake upon your book and the sunnah of your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cleanse our heart from hypocrisy, from shirk and bid'ah and kufr, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and fill our hearts with iman and taqwa and your love and love of your Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love of the righteous. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إن لنا إليك حاجات رب العالمين تعلمها لا يعلمها غيرك فاقضها لنا رب العالمين اللهم إن لك إلينا حاجات فاقض لنا حاجاتنا رب العالمين اللهم اقض لنا حاجاتنا رب العالمين اللهم اقض لنا حاجاتنا رب العالمين اللهم فرج عنا كربات الدنيا والآخرة اللهم فرج عنا كربات الدنيا والآخرة اللهم قنا فتن الدنيا والآخرة رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأقيم الصلاة